With Marcy Silman, I'm Ross Reynolds. This is The Record on KUOW. Later than this hour, we're going to hear from a video game creator who wanted his game to make people think about the national security state.
I wanted to have players feel what it's like to be the person behind the surveillance camera for them to decide whether what's going on in the world right now is just or not.
The game is called Republic. It was inspired by George Orwell's 1984. More on that in the next hour.
Now for a different kind of creation, Kate Wallach is one of those people who seems like she was born knowing exactly what she wants to accomplish in life. In Wallach's case, that means creating new dance. Kate Wallach started dancing when she was just 3. She left home in high school to study ballet at Interlochen Arts Academy in Northern Michigan. When she enrolled in Cornish College of the Arts, Kate Wallach shifted her focus from ballet to contemporary dance, but she didn't completely abandon ballet. This weekend, Kate Wallach is teaming up with Pacific Northwest ballet dancer Andrew Barty to create their first evening-length performance. It's called Super Eagle. I met Kate Wallach at Velocity Dance Center on Seattle's Capitol Hill, and she told me it's her dream to be a ballet dancer, but moving to Seattle changed everything.
This community really pushes you intellectually, I think, and you know, I go down the boards of Velocity, has new emerging choreographers making work here, and it's really inspired me to make my own things. And it's funny because, like, once I started making things, the desire to purely be a dancer just kind of left.
Super Eagle is the first evening-length work for you, right?
Yes, it's my first evening. It's crazy. I don't know. It's been such an exciting past year and a half of development for this. And someone asked me, like, was it daunting to your first evening, or did it feel like a luxury? And to me, I really feel like it really allowed us to dive in and fully research something to make this thing that's an hour long.
It's an interesting thing to me when people feel like they're ready to just, like, come out, I suppose, is the right thing. I'm coming out as an artist, as a generative artist, as opposed to a performing artist, because there are people who kind of skirt around it until they're 40 or maybe even later. And it seems like it takes a lot of guts to just say, you know, I've got something to say. I'm this old and I'm ready to say it.
For me personally, I feel like it's young artists are really fresh and they don't have all these influences in them. And I think also when you're young, you don't necessarily have those, you know, like that subconscious whatever to stop you from making things. So you just really make things even if they're awful. And so I think it's through that you learn and that you develop. Like when I met Andrew, I remember him being like, I'm trying to figure out what my movement aesthetic is. And I was like, that question just really was strange to me because I was like, and I think this is that conversation that's so interesting between us, because I was like, well, just make things. You just make and make and make, and eventually you'll just know it. People will be like, oh, that's so Andrew Barty, or oh, that's so Kate Wallach, you know? And I think that our youth really brings that out in us.
You mentioned that Super Eagle sort of has a narrative. How do you describe it?
So maybe I'll just start with what you see a little bit.
That's perfect.
It will be in the round. So it's this very intimate setting, which means the audience will be on all four sides. And it's this very visceral thing. It's like you have these four amazing, I'm just going to say, these four beautifully amazing dancers, and they're literally like feet away from you, like 3 feet away from you, you know? And I think that something we've really been focusing on in this work is, you know, we had a year and it's so to make it. That's a long time. So something that I really crave when I see dance is like things happen so quickly and it's like, how do you digest all of that? So we've really focused a lot into making everything be there for a reason and making everything count. And so
choreographers have said to me that the one thing that they wish they had is time to make work, show it to people, take it back, and do what a writer gets, which is edit. And so it sounds like that has happened?
Oh, definitely. And that brings up, like, the collaboration that we've had with Velocity. You know, Velocity has gave us all this rehearsal space, which is part of the commission. And they offer a sort of mentoring program as well. So Tanya Lockyer, who is a personal mentor of mine anyway, she's mentored us through this. She comes into rehearsals. We constantly, well, not constantly, she's given us a lot of space, but, you know, when we need her, she comes in. So what Velocity has been able to give us, like, that's so rare. That's so rare. And it's like, after this, we have a donation that will last us like 6 more months of rehearsal. But like the fact that we've been able to invest so much because of the commission has been absolutely amazing.
You mentioned a little earlier that Seattle is a place that has pushed you creatively. And I was wondering if you could talk a little bit more about the Seattle contemporary dance community and what you think is happening here.
Well, I think Seattle has a history or just like a reputation of being this city of innovation, like the cutting edge of technology. And I really feel like that translates directly to the art scene here, especially the contemporary dance scene. I really feel like there's all this questioning and this research around making work. And I'm really excited about a lot of the people making work here. Like the past 2 weeks at Velocity and on the boards, like we saw this amazing stuff come in from Montreal. Like people have been, the Bridge Project is happening here. There's a lot of work happening, you know. Also in the other communities, like Lynn Shelton and Megan Griffiths are like exploding in the film community. And Macklemore just won like a whole bunch of Grammys, you know. I feel like there's this momentum that's happening right now, and it's really exciting.
So you mentioned, you know, you're here, you're being fueled by what's here, you get to go out, but you're 24. So let me say, okay, Kate, you're 30. Where are you at 30?
You know, I think that the way that a lot of contemporary artists make work is like you make a work for a year, you go on tour, and then while you're touring that following year, you're kind of starting your next work. And so I really think that Seattle will be my home base, you know, and I love living here. It's amazing. I like to ski. I love the water. I've been running lately, and there's like all these trails and hikes that I can do here. And I like going to New York, but honestly, like I get a little bit like claustrophobic, and I feel like that space that you need. You know, you can't always be making, 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 making. You need time for rejuvenation. You need recovery time. And I feel like Seattle offers that to me just by, you know, the nature of the way people live their lives here anyway. And so I see myself doing that. Like, that would be my goal, is to make tour. You know, that's all of our goals, or all the independent artists' goals here. But you know, that needs support and funding, and hopefully that will come, because there's so much exciting independent artists that are working here, and I think that will make the scene explode, you know.
Choreographer Kate Wallach, she and PNB company member Andrew Barty have teamed up to create Super Eagle. It's their first evening length dance, and it's going to be at Velocity Dance Center on Seattle's Capitol Hill tonight through Sunday, and it's been so popular that Velocity added a 10 p.m. show Saturday night for walk-up sales only. I'm looking forward to it, Ross.
Yeah, that sounds great. All eyes are, of course, on Sochi, Russia, where the Winter Olympics are taking place. Coming up in the next hour, we're going to go back to 1980. You'll remember the Summer Olympics took place in the former Soviet Union then, and we'll hear one man's fond memories of those Olympics, which took place, and you'll remember the U.S. all boycotted them that year.
Yeah, and that's why we had the Goodwill Games. That's coming up in the next hour of The Record. He's Ross Reynolds. I'm Marcy Silman, and this is KUOW.